AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Iran nuclear talks have entered double overtime in Switzerland, but the White House is rejecting assertions that the willingness of five other world powers to keep talking means the U.S. and its allies are caving in to Tehran.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the talks continue because they're continuing to bear fruit in the U.S.-led effort to nail down Iran's commitments to curbing its program.
As long as we continue to make progress in pursuit of those commitments and those agreements, then we'll do it.
Critics in Israel and Congress have said the fact the talks have blown past their Tuesday midnight deadline shows Iran is calling the shots. But Earnest says quite the contrary.
The reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
Still, he says Iran has yet to make the tough decisions needed even to reach an outline of a deal. Mark Smith at the White House.
Hours after a corruption indictment was announced against him, New Jersey senior senator Bob Menendez says he isn't going anywhere. The Democratic lawmaker has been charged with accepting nearly $1 million in gifts, including golf trips, luxury vacations, and contributions to a legal defense fund. The government alleges he took the items in exchange for political favors for a longtime friend and donor, Florida eye doctor Salomon Melgren. Firefighters are still battling a burning oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico. Four workers were killed today, 16 hurt, two seriously. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports there were about 300 workers on the platform at the time.
Some of the workers on the rig were contractors. They worked for contracting companies. Some of them worked for Pemex, the national oil company, and about 300 workers were evacuated.
A coroner in New Orleans has determined that a man who was fatally shot by police in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina was the victim of a homicide. This is AP Radio News. Some workers at McDonald's are getting a pay raise.
The raise will go to about 90,000 workers at restaurants owned by McDonald's. That's about 10% of the more than 14,000 locations. The rest are run by franchisees, and McDonald's says they make their own decisions on pay and benefits. McDonald's is following the lead of other major companies like Walmart, who have raised pay as the economy picks up, making it harder to find reliable help. McDonald's has also been dealing with negative publicity from ongoing demonstrations demanding pay of $15 an hour and a union. I'm Ed Donahue.
The minimum wage went up to $15 an hour today in Seattle. Mayor Ed Murray says he's pleased.
It will benefit tens of thousands of workers across this city who work hard but have trouble keeping a roof over their head and food on the table.
I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.